The state's largest wetlands area stretches 15 miles along the Otter Creek in Addison and Rutland counties. Local groups are talking to the state about how to provide greater protection for the Otter Creek wetlands. As VPR's John Dillon reports, the move comes as the Trump administration seeks to roll back national wetland protection rules.
A wetland in winter can be a very welcoming place.
One, it's easier to walk, actually. And two, there are no mosquitoes right now. People think we're kind of nuts for going out in places like this during mosquito season.
That's Mark Lappin, a professor of environmental studies from Middlebury College and a member of the Cornwall Conservation Commission. We've met up with three people from the state wetlands program who want to get a close look at these wetlands in winter. And because the water is frozen, we won't need to battle bugs or wear waders, just snowshoes. There are many types of wetlands: bogs, fens, marshes, and swamps.
The things that really matter in wetlands are how high the water gets, how low the water drops, how high peat builds up, and if there's water movement that brings oxygen and nutrients. And so there's amazing complexity in here with those factors, and a lot of it's related to what's happening underneath the ground.
As we meander through alder shrubs and around green ash trees, Lappin challenges ecologists Tina Heath and Charlie Hone to identify what looks to me like a bare twig poking out of the snow.
Here's another one for your winter botany skills.
The one we were just looking at.
Ooh, dead plant ID. That's our favorite.
The Eliza Machia?
That's what I wondered about too.
Oh, is it one of the nettles?
False nettles.
Yeah.
Bomeria cylindrica.
The 3,500-acre Cornwall Swamp is within a state wildlife management area, which means it's pretty much protected from development.
But that's not true of the entire Otter Creek wetland complex, which is sort of what we refer to, you know, from Middlebury down to Brandon.
Zapata Courage is a state district wetland ecologist for Addison, Rutland, and part of Bennington counties. She's working with local conservation commissions and other interested groups on the first steps to what could be greater protections for more of the 1,500-acre Otter Creek complex.
As an entire wetland, it provides all 10 functions and values that have been identified as being important to protect in the state of Vermont. And that ranges from your recreational aspects to your water quality, your flood storage. We saw that during Irene.
In 2011, Irene pummeled the state with heavy rain, causing widespread flooding in river valleys. But here, the Otter Creek spilled over into the surrounding floodplain and wetlands, which soaked up the surge. Middlebury was mostly spared.
UVM did a study to look at if the volume and velocity that was experienced in Brandon had been maintained all the way through to Middlebury, what would have been the resulting damage, and the calculation was $1.8 million.
So there's clearly an economic value to these wetlands. They also filter and clean the waters that drain into Otter Creek. They provide a home for rare species like the endangered Indiana bat. Mark Lappin says the wetlands serve as nature's reservoirs for biodiversity as the climate changes and invasive pests spread across the landscape.
There's a butternut behind us, a dead butternut. So there used to be a lot of butternut in this forest along Otter Creek, and that's another one that's been lost to disease, the butternut canker. So we've already basically lost elm and butternut, and we're about to lose ash from this ecosystem. There's a lot of stresses on our forests.
All of the Otter Creek complex is defined as a state Class 2 wetlands, which means they're protected with a 50-foot buffer, and permits are required for development within the wetlands. There's some movement to reclassify all or part of the complex as Class 1 wetlands, which expands the buffer to 100 feet. Development would be allowed only if there's a compelling need to protect public health and safety. Under either classification, farming and forestry are still permitted within the buffers. Lappin is a member of the Cornwall Conservation Commission, which has started talking about the Class 1 protection. He calls the wetlands an oasis of diversity.
This swamp, except for these few fields along the edge where it's better drained, has never been cleared. So the biodiversity in here is It's not even known yet, and we value that.
Without a state rule, wetlands regulation defaults to the federal government. Zapata Courage, the district wetlands ecologist, says the community focus on the wetlands is happening as the Environmental Protection Agency, under President Trump, has moved to roll back federal wetlands protections. The Otter Creek complex spans several towns and involves multiple landowners. Courage says the discussions about reclassifying are at a very early stage.
This may never get beyond this stage, right? It might not. It may be an overwhelming process. And that's fine. The fact that these conversations are even happening to begin with, that the questions are being asked, that there is a level of recognition of the value of the wetlands within their communities is occurring, that itself is a win.
That education process continues Thursday evening when representatives from several town conservation commissions meet in Cornwall to talk about what to do next. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.